But yeah, Kristi, thank you very much for being with us today. We thank you sincerely for sharing time from your agenda. To go right into the matter, I want to ask you, 8 years after the disappearance of the Normalista students, what is happening right now?
Bueno, pues este...
It is very difficult to talk about it.
Pues ya casi 8 años de la...
It's been almost 8 years since the enforced disappearance of our sons. Yet here we are. My son is Benjamín Asensio Bautista.
Casi 8 años está por cumplir.
All of this is about to turn 8 years old. And we still have no answers. We still don't know where our sons are. What happened to them? September is right around the corner, and it's deeply sad to know that yet another year has gone by and we still don't have our sons with us. There is no progress in the investigations. Those who are truly responsible for the enforced disappearance of our sons haven't been detained. They're still free. And some have been set free. And this is very concerning for us as parents. Why can't we move forward? We ask ourselves that. Yet, it's the deep love that we have for our sons that keeps us in the struggle. We must keep pushing, keep demanding the government to speed up the investigations. Because we won't be silent.
Nos callados, no podemos quedarnos en nuestras comunidades sin hablar.
We can't stay in our communities without speaking, without saying a word. That's what we've seen in these almost 8 years.
Señora Kristi, ¿considera usted que hay algún avance en...
Miss Kristi, do you consider that there has been any developments, any advances in the search or any favorable response on the part of either government in the last 8 years to recover Benjamin and the others?
Pues, este, para el gobierno sí hay avances, porque ellos han...
The government has had its breakthroughs because they have carried out the investigations and they know how they receive the information.
Donde si hay personas que... tienen información, pues que aporte.
They opened a webpage from the government where people who have information can input relevant information. This information has helped to get some breakthrough.
Hijo de Don Clemente, pero pues es un gran mito de su pie derecho.
2 years ago, they found remains of Don Clemente's son. But well, this is a big myth. They found his right foot, and as parents, they didn't accept that their son is dead because it is just a foot. One can live without a foot, without an arm.
Don Margarito Guerrero, pues él es...
But the fact that it was found is considered a breakthrough by the government. And a year ago, remains of Don Margarito Guerrero's son were also found. And that was another government's breakthrough. It's not much, but it is something.
Avances porque, pues, no sabemos de nuestros hijos.
However, all of the other parents, we feel that there is no progress because we don't know a thing about our sons. We would like them to tell us everything regarding our sons. But very few progress has been made. And as mothers and fathers, we are there attending meetings, demanding to move forward. But as parents, that's when we realize that there are obstacles. So we feel despair not to be able to move on.
¿Cuáles son algunos de esos obstáculos?
Could you tell us about the obstacles? What are some of those things where you have not received a response, where the parents have not received what they've been asked for?
Vemos que está, este, no avanza. Es decir,
what we see is that there is absolutely no movement forward. I mean, the names of the federal and municipal police forces and army individuals that participated that night are known, but they haven't been detained. They're still free. That is when we realize as parents that there is no progress. The Attorney General's office has 82 arrest warrants and still nothing happens. That's where we see that there are some obstacles. Nothing moves.
Si todos jalaran parejo, todos trabajaran.
If we all worked together, if everyone did their job, we could move forward to know what happened to our sons.
Gracias. Y sobre esto, ¿cuál es la opinión de los padres y madres sobre el
Thank you. And regarding this, what is the opinion of the parents regarding the recent report put forth by the president's office in this case, Ms. Christie?
Sí, lo están analizando a los expertos y expertas para...
The report is being analyzed by experts to know how truthful it is, because everything that was released, together with other things that we have been continuously condemning,
pues que fue relevante para el gobierno.
Now we realize it is relevant to the government because it's been said that it was the state, the one who's responsible for the disappearance of our sons, disappearing 3 teachers, 3 civilians, and leaving someone in coma. This is relevant for the government.
Pues lo que ya siempre lo denunciamos, que fue el Estado quien...
As for the rest, we have always condemned it, that the state took our sons, the federal municipal police forces, as well as the army were involved, that the students were monitored by C4 since they left the school. And now, well, the government is confirming that. So it is important
que diga el gobierno que fue el Estado.
For them to say it was the state.
Muchísimas gracias por compartir, doña Cristi. Si nos permite...
Indeed. Thank you very much for sharing that. We now would like to talk about your personal experience and how, on a personal level,
lidiar con este hecho,
what the experience of struggling through this has been like in the search, what have been the changes in the lives of the family, and what kind of support you found out there.
Bueno, de lo que empezó, pues, el movimiento, cuando yo llegué a la...
Well, what started the movement, when I got to the teacher school, I stood there. And that's when our martyrdom started, on September 30th.
Yo, como madre de Benjamín, pues ahí me quedé y...
As Benjamin's mother, well, I remember in the protests.
Se realizó las caravanas...
After that, the caravans to give out information to the communities that had invited us, and some forums and events.
Y fui conociendo porque yo no pertenecía en ninguna organización y no sabía.
And it was there that I began to understand, because I didn't belong to any organization. I didn't know anything. I began to learn because truth is, I used to be in my community working in the fields and home. I would spend the days working, but that day I left everything.
Dejé mis hijos,
my job, my house, my children.
Hijos, porque mi hija mayor pues se quedó en el pueblo.
I wasn't with any of my 3 children because my oldest daughter stayed in the village. My youngest daughter was studying in the community, and my son was missing.
Me quedé sola. Y ya entre compañeros.
I was left alone. And later, among fellow parents, we began to know each other.
Muchas gracias, doña Cristi. Va a usted como parte de la...
Thank you very much, Ms. Cristi. You, as a member of the Peace Summit, you will be traveling through the United States to discuss about the demands, expectations.
Le quiero preguntar, ¿cómo considera usted?
And so I'd like to ask you, why do you consider this? Also, why do the parents consider it important to get together with communities in the United States?
Nos hemos dado cuenta que en diferentes, pues, del parte del mundo.
We have realized that in different parts of the world, there are disappearances. People are being wrongly imprisoned.
Entonces, al invitarnos a aceptarlo, pues es para llevar la información.
So to accept this invitation is to convey information, to listen to each other, each organization and their processes.
El dolor nos hermana a todos y a todas.
And that's where pain makes us all brothers and sisters, because we all endure the same suffering of not having a loved ones at home.
Cristi, y permítame preguntarle también, ¿qué mensaje quisiera usted darle?
Thank you very much, Miss Christie. Allow me to ask you, what message would you like to share with other people that find themselves in a similar situation looking for their loved ones?
Pues decirles a que no se rindan, hay que seguir luchando, hay que seguir exigiendo.
I tell them not to give up. We need to keep fighting, keep demanding truth and justice until we find our loved ones, know where they are,
Y saber qué pasó con
and what happened to each one of them.
casi
That's what I would like to share. For us, almost 8 years have gone by. However, we are still standing. Thank you for having me here in this space, and we hope you continue to join us until we reach truth, until we know about our children, because they were taken alive, and alive we want them.